This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel, Angel,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry, hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
For once, we've got a station Donnybrook, JP, involving the Modern Boys that doesn't involve us. Going back to the Travis Bezzana injury earlier this week, Ken disagreed with Jeff and Andy's video on the subject of the Guardians now not feeling the pressure to start Bezzana's clock this year. Andy Baskin didn't like what Ken said and then responded on yesterday's show.
Here's what I'm going to say. Ken, before you want to rip someone, make sure you know what you're listening to. And if somebody hands you something that you should know on the air, bud, you should probably know what you're talking about, because I didn't say that.
I did.
Jeff said that. So let's try to get facts straight. Don't let them get in the way of trying to entertain. Ken, you were 1,000% wrong, and then you had the opportunity to apologize, and you didn't. So I'll leave it at that, and I'll let you go back and do your little show tomorrow morning. And you can play this clip, and you can play it to your heart's desire. But an apology probably would be on the table, and having someone do your preparation for you and telling you what you think is or isn't, probably not a good move. Thanks.
All right, so Ken today and Anthony in the 8 o'clock segment responded. They played that and responded. Ken was trying to take the high road, and I think eventually there's a couple things in there that bugged him, and so they got a few feisty shots in. Do we have to declare a side in this Morning Boys versus Midday Boys beef?
No, we don't have to do anything. That's the fun thing. We can just stay out and let them battle it out.
I'm kind of enjoying it.
You want to declare a side, don't you?
No, I don't. Well, okay, if we had to, Jeff and Andy have always been incredibly kind to us.
Yeah.
But yet, I kind of think, like, Baskin took a couple shots where, like, when you start questioning somebody's prep or it gets a little... You're starting to get into areas where it's okay to have an ego about it and upset and maybe return fire the way Ken did this morning. I think I can see both sides. Ooh, I finally got to say that of a station fight that didn't involve me. I can see both sides. I don't really want to pick a side. If I had to, I'd have to. I'm a loyal guy.
You were
going
to try to make me pick a side, and you don't want to pick a side?
I asked you if you wanted to pick a side. I wasn't trying to trick you into picking a side.
You were trying to get me to pick a side.
How dare you?
You know me, and you know how I play, and typically I'd pick a side in that moment.
Because if you picked a side, then I'm your partner. I will back you up. I just am enjoying being Switzerland in this one instance.
Here's what I will say on it, though.
Okay?
You picked a fight with the Middays.
Mm-hmm.
You've picked a fight with us. And uh-huh. Remember, everyone remembers, oh, I know more football than Jonathan. Okay. All right, fine. You picked a fight with us.
Uh-huh.
And you picked a fight with Jake at night.
Uh-huh.
How many fights do we have with other shows? We've never picked a fight with Baskin and Phelps. We've never picked a fight with Jake Volnick. It's only been the Morning Boys. But you notice how the Morning Boys have now picked fights with everyone on this station. But no, they're the ones that are always being attacked. They're the ones that are always... how does this happen to us? Okay. All right. Oh, you know, sometimes if the people are always coming at you, just, you know, understand maybe you might be the problem in this instance.
I was just glad to hear Ken just tell everybody today that he has no self-esteem and that he only thinks of others. I just was like, thank you. Finally, somebody said, needed to be said.
Yet he has picked fights with every show in the station.
That Ken Carmen is an egoless human being. God bless him. It's tough. It's tough, Ken. You keep fighting the fight with that lack of ego.
Advertise like you stay out of the mud, yet you're in the mud with everybody.
Me?
No. I'm talking about him.
Oh. Because I totally am in the mud with everybody because I just like to mix it up.
At least we're like, all right, let's get in and do this. We're not going to try to run and hide from that side of things.
I just think
we've never picked a fight with Baskin and Phelps. We've never picked a fight with Jake.
I just can't imagine how hard it's got to be egoless in this environment. You know, I mean, Mother Teresa couldn't do sports talk in Cleveland, and so I know Ken.
You are the one that, upon your death 5 minutes ago, said the whole show has to be about you when you die.
Yes. Yeah. No. I don't run from my ego. It's right there.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Jim Irsay. Yeah, I'm going to make that the transition.
May he rest in peace.
Jim Irsay. The sports world lost one of the... I don't know how you describe him. How would you describe Jim Irsay for people? Because it's not like we know him...
Renegade. That's a great word.
It's not like we know him intimately. We've known him for more of his shortcomings than any of his celebrated things that have happened over the past 24 hours.
But stood up to Dan Snyder.
He's always been charitable. He's had some... It's hard. It's hard for me. He's a character, and I like characters.
So, I think... Anytime somebody rushes to pass, I think in the social media era, we instantly have to declare them as a good person or a bad person. And the reality is, Jim Irsay had some problematic things in his past, his issues with substance abuse. And as soon as like 2 years ago, some of the comments that he's made that maybe didn't age well. And he's also been incredibly philanthropic. He's been committed to keeping Indianapolis, having the Colts. He seems to be a man that took his shortcomings and his struggles with mental health and substance abuse and tried to do something with that and create awareness around that. So I hate the word problematic because it has such a loaded connotation anymore. Jim played on every side of every street. And he was an imperfect guy, but when somebody can recognize their shortcomings and try to use that to inform other people and create awareness about mental health and substance issues, even if in the end they don't win their personal battle, I think that is incredibly in an era where every single thing about every one of us gets judged on any day if you're just a little bit public. It is incredibly brave to live your faults or your shortcomings or your struggles in the public eye. And so, again, not a perfect human being. There are some problematic things there, but it takes a lot of bravery to do that, even if he's also the guy that said he felt like he was preyed upon because he's a rich billionaire. But you did live some truth there that I think is important. Felt good.
That was good.
Felt really good.
Yeah, that was good. Much better than what I was trying to do. I suck at that stuff.
Well, a supporting actor has left the upcoming Nicolas Cage, Christian Bale lead Madden movie. over a full frontal locker room nudity scene, amongst other things. Word is that Nicolas Cage and Christian Bale's method performance is driving everyone on set crazy, too. Is Madden bound to be a bad movie, or will this propel it to greatness?
Well, if they're actually turning into Madden and Davis, then yeah, we might have a problem on our hands.
So I think the rule of method acting is...
Don't go Jim Carrey, Andy Kaufman.
Okay, no, you can't have two guys doing that. You can have multiple method actors on set at the same time. Okay. Only one guy gets to be Pacino. Somebody's got to be like, maybe I'll be the more reserved Robert Duvall. I don't know. I'm trying to think of other method actors. Like, it's a wonder that De Niro and Pacino, both method actors, survived any of the shoots that they've had. They don't even come with the explosive anger that we've heard from Christian Bale and Nicolas Cage before. I want to see every frame of this movie. And, oh, by the way, David O. Russell, who is like the most problematic guy.
I'm worried it's going to let you down, but I love the commitment to it all.
I want it to be crazy.
Is he going to start driving? Is he like driving a Madden Cruiser across the country? Is that like he goes spot A to spot B with the Madden Cruiser? Yeah. How deep are we getting into this?
I think this is a great point. How can you be method with John Madden and it be a bad thing? I just walk around, eat a turducken, and I'm really happy and loving. Like, how can you go? There's no dark side to John Madden. Now, Al Davis
is a lot wrong.
Christian Bale could be a real problem here. But again, if you go method with John Madden and you're upsetting people, I don't love that, Nick Cage. And we're here for the Nick Cage Globe. We're Team Nick Cage. He's also egoless. When we come back, the Browns reportedly in the fray for a big name. It might change how you and I think about the direction of this organization. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.